As often as you eat of this bread, you will live forever. My dear faithful in Christ Jesus, today we celebrate the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, also known as Corpus Christi, is intended to make us value and appreciate the presence of Jesus in the most holy Eucharist. The name Corpus Christi is Latin for Body of Christ. This jubilant festival is celebrated by the Roman Catholics to proclaim the truth of the transubstantiation of bread and wine into the actual body and blood of Christ during Mass. In the Church's theological understanding, in the act of consecration during the Eucharist, the substance of the bread and wine is changed by the power of the Holy Spirit into the substance of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. At the same time, the accidents or appearances of bread and wine remain the same. What appears to be bread and wine is now the body and blood of Christ at the level of substance or deepest reality. This change at the level of substance of bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ is called transubstantiation. According to the Catholic faith, we can speak of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist because this transubstantiation has occurred really. We read it in Catechism number 1376. In receiving the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist, we enter into a deeper level of communion with Him. He becomes part of our very being, and we are gradually configured to Him in His values and attitude. In the Gospel, we have the discourse of Jesus on the bread of life, which itself follows the feeding of the 5,000 and the journey across the lake. All these events form part of the remembrance of the Exodus and the covenant. Memories are a wonderful stimulus for growth in faith. The Eucharist is a memorial sacrifice which Jesus asked us to celebrate. Do this in memory of me. In the Eucharist, we can remember how God has saved us from some catastrophe or blessed us in unthought of ways. I believe that at some point we must have thought, why do we need to attend the Eucharist every day or every Sunday as an obligatory? Is not it just a ritual? Suppose you do not eat any food for one day, surely you would feel weak, but you'll be able to manage. But what happens when you do not eat for 2 or 3 or 4 days? Your health will begin to deteriorate rapidly and becomes worse. Our spiritual life is similar. We need spiritual nourishment, spiritual encouragement, regularly to be able to live a good life, to lead a good life, a moral life. The strength to do good comes from God, not from our own selves, not from our human beings. In the Eucharist, Christ becomes our food and our drink. New food for a new life is what we receive. There is also another important aspect of the Eucharist. The Eucharist is not a bread that can be eaten alone. It is bread broken and shared with the community. Pope Francis highlights this point beautifully in Amoris Laetitia. We must not forget that The mysticism of the sacrament has a social character. When those who receive it turn a blind eye to the poor and suffering, or consent to various forms of division, contempt, or inequality, the Eucharist is received unworthily. My dear friends, the person who tastes the real taste of body and blood of Christ will never go away from the Catholic Church, for it is the source and summit of Christian life. What not? There is no meaning for me coming from faraway lands and proclaiming you the word of God and breaking you the bread at this altar if you and I do not believe in the real presence of body and blood of Christ. Such is the power of the Eucharist. And this is what we need to proclaim it to the other people or other faithful who have lost. We need to bring them back to the church. And we need to become messengers to the people who are in and around us. And this is what we taste here is what matters our life. And that is true in our lives. When we do not receive the Eucharist, we feel something is missing in my life. Yes, that same missing shall not happen to other faithful who have lost faith. Their faith or our faith shall not depend upon the persons or upon the events happening in and around us, but should depend upon our own life and our own communion with Jesus Christ, our Master, and who is the head of the church. We are invited this Sunday to introspect our attitude towards the Eucharist. I pray, my dear friends, that we may all grow in reverence towards the Eucharist and also fulfill its missionary dimension to love and serve the Lord by loving and serving one another. May God bless us all.